Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. Today, we're going to talk about writing your future, because that's awesome, right? Why not? Let's write our future. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tamman. I'm a real deal psychic. I use my intuition to coach creatives, entrepreneurs, executives, and other shining lights to help them clear barriers between experiencing the bliss and happiness that they want in their work and life, and all with the purpose of helping you to live your goals and your dreams and your expectations and your ambitions. So if you are ready for a transformation, I am here to help you. I'm super good at what I do. And I want to help you realize every dream that you have. You can check me out at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. For information on how to work one-on-one with me, and for information on my programs and services, you can also sign up for my newsletter while you're there and get lots of free, amazing guidance from me every week. Now, if you are listening to this and you are into writing or intuition or both, I'd like you to check out my intuitive writing program that starts next month. Information can be found under the Programs tab on my site, and it's an awesome 5-week class. It doesn't matter what your writing level is. If you just know that you're drawn to putting words on the page, and maybe you have dreams of writing a book, this class can be a really great starting point for that, as well as just self-discovery. If you're a journaler, if you love to read, then this is the class for you. So check that out, the intuitive writing course on my site. All right, let's talk about writing our future. Okay, so we spend a lot of time. I know I'm one of those people. I got a lot of nines in my chart. If in numerology, if you've heard me talk about numerology here on the program, if you have a nine anywhere in your birth chart, and you can book a session with me, and I can help you figure out your birth chart. If you have a nine, you will live in the past on some level. It's really hard to let go. It's probably the biggest hang-up. But for most of us, even if you're not a nine, we have a tendency to spend a lot of time pondering our past, our mistakes, our missed opportunities, reminiscing about the good old days. Here's the thing about reflecting about the past. Hindsight's always 20/20. Your present moment is so very powerful, and it gives you a vantage point where you can see all the places where you went wrong, all the ways in which life was so good back then. It's one of the beautiful gifts about being in the present moment. Unfortunately, we don't fully utilize that gift because we spend so much time worrying about something or concerned about something or reflecting on something that we can't really redo. You can't go back to 1998. Man, 1998 was really fucking good for me. But I can't go back to 98. I have to be right here in 2017. And so if you use that power, the power of this present moment, that 2020 gift, you can actually write your future. So instead of hanging out in the past and then inevitably repeating a lot of those patterns, you can start to create a whole new reality for yourself. It's pretty amazing if you use this tool, this vantage point, this present moment. It can be a source of empowerment in your life, and you can actually create the future you want to live. So today I want to encourage you to write your future. Don't worry about writing it well. I'm going to give you some guidelines to help you nail it. But in terms of sentence structure, don't worry about that. Because this writing of your future is really just a dialogue between you and the universe and the spirit world. And I promise you, I've hung out with a lot of those beings in meditation, and no one cares if you use their, T-H-E-R-E, or their, T-H-E-I-R. just write the words of your heart. Writing is super powerful. I'm a lover of it. You know, I've always been. Even when I was told I was really terrible at it, I still loved to put my words on paper because it helps you to get out of your head and into your life. So on one level, it's a beautiful therapeutic tool, but it also is a creative tool, right? You are in full control of the words that you choose to put on the page. Sometimes when we are circling our life and not claiming our life, we can get caught up and nothing really happens in the way that we want it to. We make incremental changes, which is always great. Incremental is always wonderful. But we always feel like, man, I just wish I was a little bit further along. This creative process of writing your future will help you start to direct that course. And here's the step I'd like to add to this. It's not in my show notes. You don't have to know how. I actually do have a note about the how and the when portion. And if you follow the program, you know I've talked a lot about the how and the when. If you really go into this writing of your future sincerely, and I'm going to give you some tips as to how to get to that place of sincerity, your intuition will start to fire and give you guidance as to what to do. You don't have to sit here and strategize about it. Please make this a simplistic, joyful, magical, because why not, process. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to use the prompts I'm going to give you shortly and only use those prompts. And let your intuition guide you. You might come up with some of your own prompts, but I say start with the prompts that I gave you. It's a good jumping off point. You don't have to dig deep into a whole other part of your brain. You can just stay in this light, sweet space and answer these questions. Then number two, I want you to be incredibly specific, not overly detailed, just specific. And that can be done with just a few words and sentences. I think why exercises like this can cause us to stumble or struggle, and I know for me, is I get really bogged down with details, right? Every time I take I went through a period of time where I was taking a lot of money courses, and one of them was on, a couple of them have components to help you earn more money. And a part of it is being specific about how much you want to earn. And I kid you not, I could spend like weeks like, oh, I don't know, you know, if I say that and what if I want that? And then I just ponder, right? And never really claim what it is that I want to earn, essentially writing my future. So don't get too caught up in the details. Just go with what feels right right now. You're going to play with this exercise over and over and over again. I'm going to encourage you to do that. So you don't have to be perfect with it right now. Just trust where you're at. And the next time you come back to it, anything that you might have forgotten or not considered, it will be on the forefront of your mind and you will automatically make that change. So just be willing right now as you write these prompts. If you can't do it now, you're driving or, you know, in the middle of something, make note of these points or come back to this podcast and just write it as it comes up. Whatever comes up for you, just write it down. Now, I have some tips before you sit down to write it. And I think it is beneficial to write it by hand, but if that's not your thing, totally, just type it. It's fine. It all works. But before you start writing, I want to encourage you to get as happy as you possibly can. Sometimes we come to this self-help place from, you know, feeling low and kind of not good about who we are. And I want to encourage you that you don't need to go there today. You can go there tomorrow. But for right now, I want you to just find your happy center in whatever way you can. Maybe that's listening to some good music. Maybe it's hanging out with some cool people, watching a fun show, reading a book, having a glass of something delicious, getting a little extra sleep, exercising, doing a little jig around your apartment. Whatever it is, find some way to feel genuinely light and optimistic. And this exercise will go really fast, so you don't have to worry about staying there for a long time. If you can, I mean, that's awesome. It just makes your day so much better. But if you can just get a little bit, 15 minutes of just feeling a little light and a little optimistic. Now, my spirit guides are jumping in and they're saying, there's somebody listening to this program that's like, oh, I'm not even going to try because there's just no way I can get to light and optimistic. Okay, if you can't get totally there, I get it. Get as close as you possibly can. It doesn't have to be perfect. This is not a science. It's soulful. And spirit will meet you where you're at. I encourage you to get happy because, actually, I wrote notes about this instead of me trying to figure it out on the spot. I wrote it. The goal is to feel good during this process. Sometimes when we are feeling low, we are judging ourselves, we're making ourselves wrong, we're trying to blame ourselves or someone else or a situation. Essentially, we're just trying to run away from the problem and not feel what we need to feel. And that holds us up. It keeps us from looking at our life clearly. And I say clarity is your greatest gift. And I know from personal experience, and I know from working with hundreds of people, that if you can get clear, it changes everything. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to get clear. And so this exercise, if you can get a little happy and a little light as you answer these prompts and write your future, what will come forward is clarity, and that is what you can build a life on. Now, sometimes when we do these exercises and we are feeling low, our judgment is clouded, right? We're just trying to not feel what we're feeling. So maybe let's go back to my example about the under-earning course I took and claiming my income. Because I was approaching that from a place of lack, you know, and isn't that why most of us take those classes? It's because we're feeling lack and we don't want to. But the piece that's missing is that, okay, I'm feeling lack right now, but I have to believe that there's something better. I don't know what that is. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I just kind of have to believe that there's something better. So if there is something better, what is that number or what is that thing that I want? This is the process of writing your future. So that's why I say try to get happy. It's like putting your worries and doubts and fears on ice. And maybe that's what you need to do. It's a spiritual technique that I often recommend to clients, and I do it myself quite a bit, is where you write down whatever the problem is you're in. And maybe you're having a problem with a specific person. Maybe it's a situation in your life that's causing you a lot of stress. Write it down on a piece of paper. That's the way I teach people to do it. Get a bag, a plastic Ziploc bag or any type of container really, and fill it with water and then put that piece of paper inside and then put that in the freezer. And it's called putting it on ice. And you say a prayer that you're going to put this on ice. You pray however way you want to pray. Know it's all for your highest and greatest good. Claim that it's for your highest and greatest good. No one is going to be harmed or hurt in this process. But you're going to temporarily put that situation on ice. And so once you put it on ice or decide that you're going to be happy as you approach this exercise or feel good in whatever way you need to feel good, responsibly, always responsibly, it gives you a brief moment to feel okay. You are okay. You are enough. You're worth it. And believe you can have whatever it is that you desire most, like truly, truly desire. You know, the thing that you've always wanted, but it feels impossible, or your self-esteem is so low that you just don't see it happening for you. That thing, that truly, that thing that never leaves you, the desire that you keep circling, for a brief moment as you do this writing your future exercise, I want you to believe that it's possible. That's it. Just just maybe, right? Just maybe. And the way you'll know if a desire is truly in alignment with your truth is if you're willing to do whatever it takes. So if I told you today you could have that and you got to do some stuff to get it, are you willing to do that? And if you're not, right, then I would say pick a different desire to focus on. I love an I want list. I'm going off on a little tangent here. I'm going to go off on the books. And so I love an I want list where you just pull out a piece of paper and you just go hog wild with I want, right? I think it's a good way to dump. But our truest desires, when I have found, we only have a handful of them. Only a handful. It's pretty amazing. So if you think about it from that vantage point, so often we think, oh, I can't have all this stuff. There's no way, right? Well, honestly, most of that shit you don't want. Really, the true things, the things that really light you up, the things that really matter, it's only a handful. So don't worry about getting this wrong with writing your future. That's why I say keep it simple and specific. So keep it simple and specific. Remember, from my last podcast, your willingness to do the work is your sign of your divine confidence. So if there's no desire to do the work, don't put it on the list, right? And that could be, I really want to, I really want to weigh 50 pounds less, okay? But I have no desire to change my diet right now, and I have no desire to exercise, and I have no desire to do any sort of research on how to do that and figure out a plan for myself, then that's probably not something that needs to be on this writing your future list right now. You can get to it, and you can put it off to the side, and you can pray about it and say, Spirit, just show me a way. I'm not ready right now. I really want you to look at things that you are really, really ready to create, where you're just like, I don't care. I want it. Take me as I am, universe. I want what I want. And this is really great for people seeking relationships. If you are putting a lot of barriers between you and being in partnership, oh, I have to lose weight, I have to make X number of dollars, I have to move, I have to suddenly be a neat freak, whatever it is, stop. You can have your dreamy, amazing partnership without all that. So think about it in terms of that. Like you're just over your stuff and you're willing to just be where you are and surrender to the desire. And the more you surrender to the desire, the easier it's going to be to write your future. So that's why I wanted to get off book there, is that this process is so much more powerful when you focus on the truest, most amazing, most juicy desire. Okay, so here are the prompts you've been waiting for. And you don't have to do them in any order. Just trust your intuition to guide you. And maybe you're driving right now and you can't write these down. I get it. The one that jumps out at you, pay attention to that. The minute you get a chance where you can stop and you're in a safe place or you've got a little time, just write that one. Okay, so in terms of time frame, because that does matter a bit, I only want you to think in terms of 1 to 5 years as you go through these prompts. Again, don't get too caught up in the when, and definitely don't give a lot of thought to how. You will figure that out with the help of spirit. That's where your intuition comes in. It will start to fire. It will guide you. It will tell you what to do. It's so freaking amazing. I'm living in this right now, and like everything around me is an intuitive message. And it's just encouraging me and saying, go, go, go. And that comes from not trying to figure out the how and the when, just being present and allowing my intuition to show up and take action, and allowing my intuition to show up and take action. I promise you, just keep an open heart and you will figure it out. Okay, so one more time for the cheat seats. As you answer these, be specific. If you need to do a little research to kind of jumpstart your creativity, then do so. Maybe, you know, it's a home, and I'm asking you to be specific. Okay, what type of home and where? If you just need to do a quick little Google search, do that. But don't get too caught up in the details. Keep this as simple statements. All right, here we go. Writing your future. Question number one. Again, think about this in terms of 1 to 5 years. My weight is, and that's weight, like physical weight. My weight is. Number two, my partner is. My work is. I make blank amount of money annually from. When I'm not working, I. My retirement account balance is. I live in. I love my life because. My body is. I have overcome or transformed. I have implemented or realized, and last one, most days I feel. I'll repeat them. My weight is, like what you see on the scale, think about the number you see on the scale. My partner is, in your mind's eye, imagine a partner that is. What do you see? My work is, again, in your mind's eye, imagine your work, and what do you see? I make blank amount of money annually from, so again, see your annual income. Maybe it's on your tax return, and what did you do to earn it? Again, I assume a little line, you can visualize your tax return. What is your occupation? When I'm not working, I, so think about a weekend day or a afternoon day, a morning, what are you doing? My retirement account balance is, you may want to imagine yourself logging in to your investment house and you see a balance there, and what is it? I live in. This is fun. My speaker just saying, imagine that you just got a piece of mail and you see your name and your address. Where is that? And where was that piece of mail delivered to? I love my body because, so imagine yourself in the mirror, getting ready to go out, a wine glass in your hand, looking at yourself. Why do you love that beautiful body reflected back at you? I love my life because, imagine you're talking to someone and you start with, oh my God, I love my life because I have overcome or transformed. What's something you want to overcome and transform? What do you want to look into the future and not see as being a part of your life or being healed? I have implemented or realized, okay, what big aha have you had and what change have you made? Most days I feel, okay, how do you feel most days? 1 to 5 years from now? If you were keeping track of how you feel on a day-to-day basis on a calendar, what are you writing down? Okay, enjoy writing your future. You may have to do this exercise several times for it to seep into your soul. Totally okay. You don't have to be perfect at this, by no means. You may, and this is from my research, they say, psychologists have discovered that if you do this exercise or some version of this exercise or write about your ideal outcome 20 minutes a day, and they say do it for I guess, 3 weeks. But I'm going to say, my spirit guide said do it for 5. So try writing this for 5 days and see how you feel. Your first draft at writing your future does not have to be perfect. So just commit to doing it again and again and again and again. And you will see a magical and amazing shift. Your intuition will kick in. Signs will start to show up. The spirit world will start to cheer you on. And before you know it, you will be living the future you just wrote. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me on social media under Amy Tamman or Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Join my newsletter list for lots of tools and free soulful guidance to help you transform and live your best life. And if you like the show, tell someone you know or review it on iTunes or drop me a note. You can also donate to the program on my website under radio. Until next time, I love you. Take care.